This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Something that should be simple, such as the weight of our bodies, is actually very complicated. In fact, as far as weight control is concerned, the discoveries of the last 5 years are astonishing. But none of them are simple, or have given us quick fixes to the issue of weight control. For example, depending on which particular microbes you have living inside you, it seems that they can make you more fat or lean. And, according to experiments done in mice, this fatness or leanness is transmissible. Yes, it can be transmitted from a lean mouse to a fat mouse, and vice versa, just by swapping over the gut microbes. And, even more strangely for women, being overweight might be related to a single microbe that lives in your mouth. Okay, in the USA, about 30% of the population are overweight, and another 30% are obese. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, obesity kills 300,000 Americans each year. It is the second biggest preventable killer after cigarettes. In the USA, 15 million people are fat enough to qualify for weight loss surgery based on current guidelines. Obesity rates in Western society have increased dramatically since World War II. The World Health Organization estimates that some 300 million people worldwide are obese. Obesity increases your risks for serious diseases such as stroke, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, osteoarthritis, and some cancers. So obesity is a relatively large global problem, so let's look at body weight. First, if your energy intake exactly balances the energy you burn, your weight will be stable. Second, a tiny long-term excess in energy intake, as compared to energy spent, can increase your weight if your body doesn't compensate. The average American gains about half a kilogram of fat each year between the ages of 25 and 55, and this corresponds to an energy surplus of a tiny 50 kilojoules per day. Surprisingly, the excess in energy is less than 1%, even for obese people. Nevertheless, this tiny difference accumulated over years can lead to obesity. Now, two causes of weight gain are easily identified: ready availability of cheap calories and reduction in physical exercise as part of our daily living. Or in plain English, that's too many calories and too little exercise. You can control these to some degree, but there are other factors that are not so easily controlled: genetic, environmental, and cultural variables. For example, what if your genes are fine-tuned to extract the maximum amount of energy out of your food? Now, throw in another factor for the obesity epidemic: your gut microbes, or the bacteria, archaea, fungi, and other critters that live in your tube of life. Now, back in the old days, when food was hard to come by, having microbes in your gut was an advantage. They helped you extract extra calories from the food, and both you and the microbes would benefit. However, these days, food is easy to come by. But what about those people who swear blind that they eat hardly anything and yet put on weight? Janet S. is a great example. She was a patient of Dr. Richard Atkinson of Virginia Commonwealth University, who has studied obesity for a third of a century. He met Janet S. in 1975, when he was at the University of California in Los Angeles. She was 25 years old and weighed 158 kilograms. His study involved 30 people who weighed over 136 kilograms. The deal was that if the 30 volunteers stayed in hospital for 3 months, so the researchers could monitor them, they would each get a free intestinal bypass. Like most obese people, the 30 volunteers ate far more energy than they could burn. Their meals had been measured as giving them an average of 28,000 kilojoules each day, about four times more than needed by an average lean person. The next stage was to put them on different diets and monitor the resulting weight changes. But one volunteer, Janet S., was different. The dietitian calculated how much Janet had to eat to maintain her weight of 136 kilograms. And she ate exactly what was provided. No more, no less. Even so, she gained about half a kilogram each day. What was going on? I'll give you a hint. It could be related to the microbes living in the human gut, your tube of life. And I'll talk more about that next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?